Don't let the name throw you off. The little fire ant is a real danger to Hawaii, an invasive species that often hitchhikes on potted plants. Its bite can leave welts that burn and itch for weeks. It was first detected in Puna in 1999 and is found today throughout Hawaii Island, with populations on Oahu, Maui, and Kauai. Carolyn Dillon is the founder of the Little Fire Ant Hui, a public service project of Hawaii Unite Against Invasives. She lives on the Big Island, where the infestation is at its worst, and on the occasion of Stop the Ant Month, she joins us by phone. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Sure. You've made this your cause, and how did you become aware of the problem? By getting bitten?
No, you know, I have not yet been stung, and I hope I never do, but I hear it is very painful.
Sounds like
I moved here about, 3.5 years ago and heard a rumor there were some little fire ants in a vacant lot near my home, and of course, like so many people, not knowing what little fire ants were, I just shrugged my shoulders and carried on. But I soon started hearing about other properties adjacent to this lot that had them as well, and being a morning walker, I get out and start talking to my neighbors, and do you know about the fire ants? And pretty soon, on my walks, within about a half a mile radius, I had collected emails of about 85 people and called a meeting at my home and got in the ant experts and found out that we were uncovering a very, very large infestation of contiguous properties. So our neighborhood really rallied and got together and started working on these to reduce the infestations.
Given the severity of the problem, it's kind of remarkable to me, Carolyn, that so few people know about it.
Yeah, and that's what Little Fire Ant Hui wants to do, and what this month-long campaign that the state puts on every year is all about is we really have to get the word out. It's been called the silent invasion, and we're ready to stop being silent about it. It's a very invasive pest. It's very destructive, and although people have thought for a long time that it was a Big Island problem, has the high risk of spreading up the whole island chain.
Well, it's not only a silent invasion, it's hard to see, right?
It's hard to see, yes, that's correct. They're very, very tiny, and they don't create mounds. They're actually tucked away in the shade under rocks and moist spots, and they also like to live in trees, so you might not see them there until they fall down and actually sting you. And what makes them also so horrible is that they reach very high densities, so even though they're very, very tiny, when they do fall down on you, you have a whole, event. Many of them can rain down on you at the same time, and you're just covered in stings.
And, we've heard some real horror stories of people sitting under a tree who just literally get rained on by these little guys.
Right, yeah. And here on the Big Island, unfortunately, they're in, our public parks and at our beaches. And, in fact, a friend of mine told me her husband had flown 2 hours to visit his mother's graveside, and that was closed down because they had to treat the whole graveyard. And it's really impacting this this whole island. And there are still, though, so many people, surprisingly, who haven't heard much about them or don't know anything about them. But those who do, we're starting to rally and get together and work on this.
How do you find them?
Well, the survey method is to take chopsticks or popsicle sticks, put a very thin smear of peanut butter on one side, and so that you can find them once you've placed them in the garden, paint the other end a bright orange or red paint, mm-hmm. and tuck them away in the shade, moist locations, up in the crook of trees. The little fire ant loves fruit trees. They love palms. Palms would be a little high to put in the crook of those, but bananas, that's a really great one to put your sticks in, mm-hmm. and you leave them out for about 45 minutes and come back and pick them up. And anything that looks really, really tiny and amber colored, often they don't hang on very well, so if they start falling off the stick, you might be suspicious and collect up your ants, put them in a baggie, and freeze them 24 hours prior to inspection.
Freeze them?
Yes, freeze overnight. Nobody wants live fire ants mailed in.
That makes sense. And then what, mail them in to whom?
Well, typically that has been the pattern. You can mail them into the Hawaii Ant Lab here on the Big Island, or the Big Island Invasive Species Committee, or the Department of Ag. But each county has its own Department of Ag that they can mail them into. and they're able to identify them for you under a scope.
And then what do they do?
Then they would contact you, and each county has its own invasive species council, and they'll train you up and give you all the latest products and protocols. What they do is really work with ant behavior. The queens are hunkered down in her colony, so this product they're using is a slow-release growth inhibitor. It's called Tango, and it makes the queen sterile, so the worker ants will eat it mixed with some peanut butter, which they love, and they'll go back and feed it to the queen. And after several months, she'll become sterile, and through attrition, the rest of the workers start dying off.
So if you have an infestation in your garden, for example, you could address it that way. First, you assess the amount of the problem, you find out where they are, and then treat them with this substance, and then it looks like in a few months they should go away. Has that been the pattern?
Yeah, you have to really stay on the program, and this is also what this Stop the Ant month is about, is getting everybody to go to that website, stoptheant.org, and get further information there about exactly the right products, the right resources on your island to help you, and it's on a schedule. You don't want to feed these ants too often, or they won't take the bait. And if you have neighbors that have them, it's best to coordinate with them so all of your ants are eating on the same schedule. But this is really what's bringing the community together, and it's been really exciting to see big neighborhoods working together and kind of just old-fashioned, you know, people getting together and working on this. Also here on the Big Island, just the networks we're creating to get the information out.
Did you must have found a great many people who sort of have been waiting for something like this to come along and saying they might have thought the problem was isolated to their area, and maybe even be surprised to find out that it spread beyond their yard or that their region, yeah?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people, there's this feeling of embarrassment maybe or shame that they have the ants, or maybe they don't know they have them. It takes quite a while to even know you have them. And by the time you find out, then you're fully infested. That's why early detection is so important. But, you know, there have been many other community members who have tried to raise the alarm on these fire ants over the years. And, you know, we have to acknowledge all their efforts. But the problem now is they've reached such high densities that now the awareness or the eagerness to do something about it has finally reached a point where people are very quickly getting together on this, and we hope to be able to reach out to more community members as quickly as we can.
Well, Carolyn, it sounds as if it almost has to be a grassroots community effort, one garden, one small infestation at a time.
Yeah, well, the Little Fire Ant Hui is a grassroots effort, and we're working in partnership with what's been really exciting, just people of all walks of life. We have, you know, farmers and realtors and educators and landscapers, and we get together every month, and we're working on ways to network in our community. We want to try and treat the largest amount of groups as we can at the same time so that, you know, there's economy of scale if you're sharing your products in a group, and, again, being on the same schedule. And, you know, and it's just really heartening to see people, you know, rise to the occasion and work together on this.
Well, let's hope you have some success, Carolyn. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Carolyn Dillon is the founder of Little Fire Ant Hui, a public service project of Hawaii Unite Against Invasives, and you can learn more about it on our Conversation Facebook page.